In this way, Buddha just told him that he is inseparable of Buddha Vajrasattva himself. That means he purified everything. Now here, when I say that way, it is necessary that in your mind, you must think that you purified everything. Don't think that, during your practice, it is not necessary to send your mind here and there. At that time, you must remember, you must think only Buddha Vajrasattva or Guru Rinpoche, because he is your root guru. In that way, you can think in the form of Guru Rinpoche or in the form your form of your root guru. And don't think anything else now. He purified everything. If your way of thinking, if your way of visualizing is strong and faithful, then definitely it will help you to purify all your defilement. And not only that, even if it is not purified fully, but you must think that way. Everything is purified. If your way of thinking is vast, then normally the result will be really fruitful, very strong. Buddha's blessings are also very strong. Buddha always blesses all the living beings. He is always compassionate. So that is why you must think that you purified everything, all kinds of obscuration, difficulties, obstacles, and the diseases, and all those negative things which you have committed through breaking your samayasana. You must confess that before Buddha and pray to him. And after this main practice, the visualization, as I told just now, so everything, if you go through that systematically, and then you think that everything is purified, through your deep faith and devotion, you can purify every kind of defilement. So it also depends upon the intention. Most important, because mind is most important. If you are unable to control your mind, controlling the mind doesn't mean that suppressing your mind again. So it says that you relax yourself and your state of thinking is completely pure. Purify yourself. And then everything can be purified. That is most important. And when Buddha Vajrasattva used to say that now you are inseparable of me, you purified everything, you have well done. And he was so glad, and he told him that, well done boy, you have done, purified everything, now you are inseparable of me. That means body, speech and mind. His ordinary body, speech and mind is transformed into the wisdom body, speech and mind of Buddha. So at that time, again, one important way of visualizing is, now you think that on the third level, you are no other than Buddha Vajrasattva now. On the third level, there is Dorje now, Vajra. And in the middle of that, there is letter Hung. So that Hung is, again, you must think that it is surrounded by the mantra of Vajrasattva, the 100-month syllable of Buddha Vajrasattva. So this means, I think so it is better to repeat once, because here see, on the heart level there is a Hung, white Hung, and it is circling by the mantras, 100 syllables. ओम वज्रसत्व समय मनुपालय वज्रसत्व तेनुपा तिष्ठते मे भव सुदुचयो मे भव सुपुचयो मे भव अनुरक्तु मे भव सर्वस्थिति मे प्रायंत सवकम सुतमे चित्तम श्रीयम कुरु हूं हा हा हो भगवान सर्वतदा कदा भज ममे मज भजी भव मा समय सतु आ हूं फेट और सम टाइम्स दे यूज दिस ऑल्सो सो दिस मंत्रा 100 सेलेबल मंत्रा. If you recite this mantra, this is the unification of all the mantras, that means all the deities. We say there are 42 peaceful deities and 58 wrathful deities in the teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni, in the teachings of Buddha Guru Rinpoche. All the deities, meditational deities, were summed up into 100. That means 42 peaceful deities and 58 wrathful deities. In total, there are 100. Now, if you recite this mantra, the purification mantra, this is the unification of all the wrathful and peaceful meditational deities. That means all the Buddhas are included here. If you go on reciting that, then it will help you to purify all your obscuration, diseases, whatever the negative forces are there, you can purify them easily. Now here again it is more important, your intention is very, should be very vast and open-minded. Then only the result will be good. So many masters, they do suggest here, while reciting this mantra, you must invoke deeply to Buddha Vajrasattva. He is the unification of all the Buddhas, 100 peaceful and wrathful Buddhas. So he is in that form now. In a white form, in a peaceful face, he used to carry one vajra and carry one bell on the left hand. That he is the form of all the Buddhas in total, in together. All the Buddhas were unified into him. And then invoke him through your regret, deep regret and confession that you have done something bad things in your previous life. Even in this life also, if you have done some sort of bad karmas, now you just regret and confess that from today onwards, until the enlightenment, I will never do any kind of bad action. You must promise yourself and then invoke to him to bestow you, to bless you, the power of purification. Through that you can purify all your defilement. This is a very strong practice. It's very important. If you sit in some calm and quiet place and then visualize Buddha Vajrasattva or your root guru, who is the essence of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and then visualize yourself and invoke him and then recite this mantra. Through the recitation of your mantra, it will purify all your defilement. Now the mantra, when it is cycling here, whom the 100 syllable mantra of Buddha Vajrasattva, when you are reciting, it is cycling here, like this. In the middle, there is syllable white, hung, and the 100 syllable is cycling here, surrounding, taking round here, with self-sounding. Self-sounding means through the mantras, it is also giving the same sound together. And you are also reciting that. If you do that way, If you recite mantra, mantra actually means, man in Sanskrit is mind. Tra, tra is to hold from falling down. That means in one or two word, the mantra means who can help you to purify your mind and lead you to the highest level, Buddhahood. That is mantra. Through the recitation of mantra, you can purify. Now here, I think so, maybe in some teachings, it is said that if you recite the mantra, while reciting the mantra, it can relate or it can also touches your nerves and your channels and your chakras. So when you are reciting the mantra, it touches your veins and your channel. It can vibrate all your veins. Through the recitation of the mantra, it vibrates. That means it is waking you up from the ignorant with the use of wind. And through that, you are going to purify all your defilement, obscurations, diseases, whatever. Everything, every negative thing were purified. So, with that, if you go on reciting the mantra, then it will minimize or dispel all your obscurations through that. In the practice, we normally used to think that after recitation, after the visualization, after the main practice, you think that all the obscurations, difficulties, problems, all the diseases, whatever those negative things created from your breaking of your samayas, so everything is purified and now your body is inseparable of Buddha, Vajrasattva. Normally in the practice we do say that way. That means you have to think that everything is washed and cleansed, purified everything. Through that visualization, it can help you to minimize your obscurations. It can help you to decrease your defilement and all your diseases. And then it can also help you to go smoothly towards the Buddhahood. I am saying this because many people nowadays, including myself now, when we do the practice, when we listen the teachings of Buddha, then many people, we, because of lack of faith and devotion, we say that, oh, after listening that, after reciting the mantra, I became sick. My business became unsuccessful. And I started doing this before relating with the Buddha Dharma. I was really very successful. But now, when I reach the teachings of Buddha, I am not so successful. Normally, we people used to say it that way. But I think so. I suggest you, it is not the right way of thinking. That is wrong notion. Buddha's teachings and Buddha and Buddha's teaching and the Sangha, they are not It's not the mistake of Buddha and Buddha's Dharma. It doesn't mean that they don't have the power. But it is because of your mind. Because you don't have the faith. Because you don't have the devotion. And your mind is not so stable. Because of that, you think that, oh, I receive many difficulties because I listen this teaching, that teaching. Because of that, I became unsuccessful, something like that. That is your wrong notion. That is not the mistake of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. There is no, wrong in the teachings of Buddha. So here I would like to emphasize saying that the most important is your mind. If your mind is stable, if your mind is devoted, if you have a deep, firmly grounded faith, then nobody can stop you to become Buddha. Definitely all the work, whatever you plan, whatever you do, will become successful. Normally it becomes successful. So it is necessary from the very beginning, when you do this practice, after visualizing all those, and think that all kind of defilement, obscuration, everything is washed completely. You think that way. And then you try to make your mind happy. After the practice, you should feel some sort of happiness. That, oh, I have done something good. Even though you have attachment, even though you have, anger or jealousy, but you must feel happiness after the practice. Try to think that way. That means, even though it is unable to destroy everything because lack of your faith, at least after the practice, it is decreasing or it is minimizing your obscurations. So that is necessary, that we must do that way, and recitation of the mantras. And through the recitation of mantra, then your mind can be also kept in a calm and quiet. So what should I say? Position? No. It will help you to keep your mind calm and quiet. So this kind of practice is needed daily. If you go on practicing daily, once in a day, then one day it will definitely, you can feel the result. And after that practice, then you must think that all kind of obscurations were purified and you became inseparable of Buddha Vajrasattva. Then from your mind, wisdom mind, because you are inseparable of your root guru, Vajrasattva. So from that, from the heart level, from the wisdom mind, the light spreads out. The light spreads out, coming out. And it spreads all over the pure land of Buddha. The pure land of Buddha Amitabha, pure land of Buddha Buddha Shakyamuni, the pure land of Buddha Guru Rinpoche, the pure land of Buddha Jizun Dolma, or something, whatever the Buddhas. Your light goes out and it spreads all 10 directions. And you receive the blessings from all those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and it comes back to you. And it spreads now to all the realms, six realms of the samsara. Now you have to think that way. It spreads everywhere, six realms of the samsara. And it touches the mind of all the living beings, whoever are there in the samsara. It touches their mind and it purifies all kind of defilement, just like you. And through your recitation, that means you are not only the person who is purifying, but your mind should be open-minded, spacious, and then think that all the defilements, obscurations, diseases of all living beings are also purified. And every living being became like you. Because you are inseparable of Buddha, Vajra, Sattva. So in that way, if you go on thinking, then normally it will help you to purify your defilement, obscurations, diseases, everything. It can cut, it can root out every kind of obscurations from your mind. And it also helps to purify all the defilements of living beings. And with that, the recitation of the short form of Vajrasattva mantra, Om Vajrasattu Hum, Om Vajrasattu Hum, you recite that, and with that whole living being is residing with you. That means they also become like you, and they are inseparable of Buddha, Vajrasattva. So this, through this you can purify all kinds of defilement, all kinds of obscurations, which are blocking you to become Buddha. Because you wanted to become enlightened, fully enlightened. So if these kinds of defilements, obscurations are there, it will obstruct you to become Buddha. So try to purify them. If all these were purified, then the road is clear. Now you can go smoothly. You can drive your car very smoothly if the road is clear. So it is necessary that the most important is your intention, good intention. And you must bear the deep faith and devotion to your root guru and to Buddha Vajrasattva. Through that you can purify everything now. If you don't have faith, if you don't have deep devotion, even though you recite the mantras, even though you visualize Buddha Vajrasattva, it may help you because there is the power in the mantra recitation. It doesn't mean that it won't help you, but it will help you. But it's not so useful like that. So most important is your deep faith and devotion and your good intention from the very beginning. Your intention should be open-minded. Not like the lower yanas. We are talking this practice according to the level of Mahayana and Vajrayana. So Mahayana and Vajrayana, they are always open-minded. They are open to everything. So that is why it is necessary you must bear the good intention and open-minded from the very beginning when you are going to practice. That is necessary. So this is the brief explanation of visualizing how to purify your defilement. This may help you. Through these visualizations, if you go on visualizing and try yourself to purify all your defilement, then definitely it will help you. It doesn't mean that Buddha's teaching have no power. It has power. But power depends upon your faith and devotion. That is why here I always used to say, I emphasize here all the time, in whatever I used to teach, I always used to emphasize, you must bear faith and devotion. Because these two are the main weapon to receive the blessings of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So I think so. These kind of visualizations were taught in different teachings. Now, according to different teachings, they may differ a little bit, but their essence is same. They may say in a different way, but the essence is same. The nature is same to purify everything now. Now, in a general way, now, I think so, it is day-to-day life practice. Now, this can be done when you are really interested, when you are really serious, then you can sit in some calm and quiet place and then visualize these and practice yourself. It's good enough. It's really very useful. You can practice that. But now, if you are unable to that way, if you are unable to visualize all these things, then I think so, according to the general people, it may be useful according to my way of thinking. I suggest everyone saying that whenever you are going on the road, for example now, whenever you are going on the road, if there is a stone on the road, if there is a stone on the road, and you are driving car and there is a stone, it will obstruct you to go smoothly, to drive smoothly. So at that time, it's good enough to practice purification now. You go, come out from the car and try to take that stone. And so keep in a corner or some other places, so that it will not obstruct other beings of going through that road. Now, when you are throwing that stone, it's good enough if you can think, saying that, oh, this road is the road towards enlightenment. You think that way. Now this stone is giving me problems. It obstructs me to go towards Buddhahood, path towards enlightenment. You think that way. And when you take out the stone, you throw somewhere else, that means you have purified one defilement or one obscuration so that road became clear and now you can drive smoothly towards Buddhahood. That is also one way. Through that also you can too. And you can, when you are brooming your house, cleaning your house with a broom, at that time also, you try to think now, practice purification. And try to think that even though you are cleaning the dust, but don't think that you are cleaning the dust. But you are cleaning the defilement and obscuration, the diseases of all living beings, throwing them outside. If you practice that way, it will also definitely help you. This is a kind of purification practice. What I think, maybe it's a not so useful enough, but I think so. Through that also you can do. Because there is a story. Buddha, during the time of Buddha, a boy was born. And that boy wanted to become monk, and he was admitted in the monastery, in the Buddhist temple. And he is so dull. Even if someone taught him two words. First word, if I teach him the first word, he can recite that. When I teach the second word, he forgot the first word. When I taught him the third word, he forgot the first two. So such a dull student, he don't know anything. And he started learning for many years in the monastery, and he did not remember even a single word. He is unable to practice anything. Then one day, his teacher became so tired of him, and he took that boy to Buddha and told everything to Buddha.